حضور شما اینجا تسلای خاطر بازماندگان و 100% شادی روح اون مرحومه خواهد بود. Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends and guests, welcome to Islamic Education Center of Orange County. And on behalf of Yasai Mirafati's family and Yasai family, I would like to welcome you and thank you for attending the memorial service for Lady Mirafati, Mrs. Mirafati, who was known for her kind words and her behavior and nice attitude throughout the years. Right here she was attending Islamic Educational Center. از طرف شما همه عزیزان، یکی یکی عزیزان که تشریف آوردید به خانواده محترم میرفتی و خانواده یاسایی و سایر خانواده های وابسته تسلیت عرض میکنم و بقای عمر این عزیزان رو از خداوند بزرگ خواستار هستم. In return, I would like to extend our condolences to Mirafati family and Yasai family and all the family who are related to the deceased and appreciate your attendance here in the memorial service. We are going to start the recitation of Quran by Honorable Dr. Turabi Nejad. Please invite him to the podium with the loud salawat.
Loss of a mother is an special event. And for those of you who have lost your mom, you understand what I'm talking about. On behalf of all of you, I provide my deepest condolences to the related families of the deceased lady who was one of the best in this community. برای سلامتی روح تمام اموات به خصوص ایشون یک صلوات خط بدید. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي هجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد الله أكبر بسم الله وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسرى هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد ثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين تقوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فسب عليهم ربك صوت عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد فأما الإنسان إذا ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى. يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. ويومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن وايدك. I would like to invite Sayyid Ali Ghazini to the podium, please.
Assalamu alaikum. Today, inshallah, I will be reading Surah Al-Waqi'ah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha waqa'atil waqi'ah, laysa li waqa'atiha kadhiba, khafidhatur rafi'ah. Idha rujjatil ardu rajja, وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء وجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون إذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما إنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمبعوثون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من زقوم فمالئون منها البطون فشاربون عليه من الحميم فشاربون شرب الهيم هذا نزلهم يوم الدين نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون أفرأيتم ما تمنون أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين فبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم صلوات صلوات الله عليه وسلم
ما شاء الله he memorized the whole surah al-Baqarah please say salawat for Sayyid Ali Ghazini I would like to invite our dear brother Mustafa Sadruddin to the podium to recite the Quran say salawat for the soul of Haj Khanam Mirafati
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العلي
برای سلامتی آقا مشتبه همی صلوات محبت بفرمیم. At this point I would like to invite our dear brother حاج آقا سمیر امیری to the podium. Please invite me the last salawat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Honorable, dear friends, respected ladies, and respected gentlemen. First of all, I would like to offer my condolences and extend my condolences to all of you for passing away of a lady that I called Angel. Lady of honor and respect, a lady of goodness in all its meanings, a lady of kindness, extreme kindness, and a lady of love, who loved everybody, everybody. So, on behalf of the board members of the IECOC, in particular the Imam of the Center, I would like to extend our condolences to the good family of hers. In particular, our honorable father, Mr. Mirafati, and the good children that she raised, of course, alongside with Mr. Mirafati. I have the honor to know them for very long, long years. And I know everybody of them, every one of them, how they are. Our dear Vahid, our dear Naveed, my sister Naheed, and my dear brother Saeed, and the families of Mirafati, Yasai, Yazdan Manish, Hamidian, Mirzai, Mizban, and the in-laws, our dear Jafar, our dear Behruz, and Sanaz and Shiba, and all the grandchildren. And those names might have been not mentioned here, so please forgive me, because we are doing this everything so fast, and I see we have so much of overwhelming attendees here, and I really, on behalf of the family members and the board members of this center, I would sincerely thank all of you for coming down here tonight. I'm sure your presence here has a great amount of warmth and peace in the deceased family's hearts. I would like to thank all of you, every single one of you. And I ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you, to bless you, and to shower you with His grace and mercy, inshallah. I would take some of your time and recite a few verses. I remember she used to sit right in that corner, jokingly sometimes. I don't know if it was jokingly or I would consider jokingly. She would tell me, if anything happened to me, I want you to recite the Quran for me. And I said, I think I will go before you do, because I never expected that would happen to her. Because she was so strong and she was so healthy. But inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض الله السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة زجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية
لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسس نور على نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم في بيوت أذن الله في بيوت أذن الله والله أن ترفع ويذكر فيه اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم الضالين ولا الضالين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أنت فاتح مع الصلوات.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. With your permission, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to recite or read the translation of these beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. God is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of his light is a niche, wherein is a lamp. The lamp is in a glass. The glass is as a shining star kindled from the blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west. Its oil would well nigh shine forth even if no fire had touched it. Light upon light. God guides unto his light whomsoever he will. And God sets forth parables for mankind. And God is all knower of all things. It is in the houses that God has permitted to be raised and wherein his name is remembered. He is therein glorified morning and evening. By men whom neither trade nor buying and selling distract them from the remembrance of Allah, the performance of prayers, and the giving of alms. Fearing a day where eyes and hearts will be turned about, that God may reward them for the best of that which they have done, and increase them from his bounties. And God provides for whomsoever he will without reckoning. Again, I would like to express my condolences to all of you and the family members and all the friends and relatives. Then I would like to ask everybody to please recite Surah Al-Fatiha preceded by Allah Salawat.
Thank you so much, Haji Hasan Amiri. Dear ladies and gentlemen, honorable guests, we are here to commemorate the passing of Lady Haji Khanum Mirafati. Please, for the soul of حاج خانم میرفتی فاتح همه از صلوات و بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین، الرحمن الرحیم، مالک یوم الدین، ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین، اهدنا الصراط المستقیم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. At this time, I would like to invite my dear sister Nawid Khanum to the podium with the loud salawat. Oh.
عرض سلام و تشکر از تک تک شما سروران گرامی. از طرف مادرم و پدرم و تمام خانواده از همه محبت های شما در مدت یک ماه و نیم مریضی مادرم و پس از فوت ایشان با ما بودین تشکر میکنم. از حاج آقای قزوینی و مرکز اسلامی اورنج کانتی کمال تشکر رو داریم. از طرف نوه سی جون که 5 سالش بیشتر نیست نوشته بود که نایجا میخوای اینو بخونی؟ ویانا نوشته، پسر دختر وحید جون.
سلام علیکم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear سی جون، I love you. I had fun with you. I had fun jumping on the bed with you. You are so clever and nice. Mommy, Viona, Daddy, and everyone else had fun with you at your parties. For whatever reason, she just wrote, is it? I'm going to miss you with lots of hearts.
به نام یکتا محافظ یاری رسان، آن خدای بخشنده مهربان، قارلاها دلی که تو در آن باشی با اندوهش چه کار؟ دستی که به طرف تو بالاست با غیرش چه نیاز؟ با تو شادی حقیقی معنا پیدا می کند و با تو بی نیازم از خلق. با توکل به تو امید در درونم جریان پیدا می کند و با زمزمه نامهای زیبایت آرامش عمیقی در سرزمین سرد وجودم حکم فرما می شود. ای صاحب آرامشم، مادرم، مهربانم، اسی جونم، تولد دوبارت مبارک باد. می خواهم فریاد بزنم و به همه بگویم که تو همیشه مثل کوهی بلند و سر به فلک کشیده پشت سر ما و تکیگاه ما بودی و هستی. قصه های ما را تو خوردی، دل شکستگی های ما را تو ترمیم کردی، به جای ما تو گریه کردی و به جای ما تو خندیدی، بچه ها را تو بزرگ کردی، آهنگ خدا پرستی را تو در گوش جانم زمزمه نمودی، تو آمدی و مرا با من آشنا کردی، مرا رها ز صد درد بی دوا کردی، تو آمدی و چو خورشید سایه افکندی و فضای دشت دلم را پر از صفا کردی، تو آمدی، نشستی، گفتی و ماندی، ولی نه، نماندی و رفتی. فدای قدمت، این کار را چه به جا کردی؟ تا دیداری دیگر، خدا نگهدارت. و تو پدرم، پدر مهربانم، با تمام وجودم برایت صبر و آرامش خواست دارم. مرسی.
Thank you so much, Navid Khanum. You broke everyone's heart with those kind words regarding your mother. At this point, I'd like to invite Arza Khanum. Arza Khanum here? Yes, I. Arza Jan Tashbiyarid. We're gonna use this moment and take advantage of this opportunity, and once again all of us together recite Surat al-Fatiha for the soul of Haj Khanum Mirafati. Fatiha as-salawat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرزجون تشبيه. Please help me out and invite Arzu to the podium with the last salawat.
Assalamu alaikum. There's a story of a man who went to India. He was in the market space, and he felt like he saw the angel of death. And so he ran to a mystic and he asked him, "I saw the angel of death and he looked at me with a surprising face. And so I'm getting out of India, running away from death." So he got on a horse and he rode for 20 hours straight. 2 days later, the mystic had a dream. And the angel of death came in his dream. And so he asked them, "Why did you give that face to the man in the market in India?" And he said, "I was surprised because I was sent to take his life 20 hours later in China." And the man had seen the angel's face and rode to China to escape death, unaware that that was in God's decree. I feel sometimes when we lose someone we love, we wonder all the things we could have done to keep them for just another day, another moment. And when I hear that story and I reflect on the Quran saying that our death time is decreed and we couldn't bring it close or push it back, I feel a sense of peace knowing that everything went according to plan, even if it wasn't my plan. I've been doing little speeches and poems at the mosque since I was about 11. So my grandma would ask every few years, because she had a morbid humor, "What are you going to say about me when I die?" I always wanted to write the poem in advance, because she seemed like she really wanted to hear it. But I'll say it was probably the hardest poem I've written. And I'm asking for your help to be patient with me and to hold my heart as I read it for you. I wish I was a tree so that my roots could reach 6 feet beneath the ground and embrace you one more time before I leave the cemetery. I miss the light in your eyes. The way you smiled, the way your heart held mine. I miss the jokes you'd make, the way you'd speak Farsi to your Guatemalan mate, and somehow they would understand exactly what you were trying to say. I miss your pillbox, organized by the day. I miss watching you pray, watching you kiss all of our baby pictures you had tucked away between prayer pages. I miss watching you hide money in secret places. I miss our vacations. I miss that laugh that was contagious. Your voice is the soundtrack to our memories. I still hear you telling me stories of the past. Sometimes you would cry for those that had passed, but mostly we just laughed and laughed. Because when we were together, we were rarely sad. We were two souls woven with the same needle. I still remember the St. John suits, Ferragamo shoes. You were always regal. Tell me, how can I fit all the times we have together in the finite grasp of 26 letters? Tell me how an infinite love can be shoved into words that my mouth can hold. Tell me how I can ever put a frame on your infinite soul. You made the ocean shy with the depth in your eyes. If you wanted, you could make the sun fade in the embrace of your light. When you smiled and spoke, laughter awoke from inside of me, like a winter seed that met the spring and could finally breathe. I don't want to forget your face. I keep replaying every detail in my brain, collecting pictures to remind me when my memory fades. I keep your voice in my mind, not wanting to lose the feeling of love I felt when I listened to you. And if the day comes that the volume dims in my brain, I know I can play the videos and voicemails I have saved. But can you tell me what to do when I miss the way you smell, Sijun? Because with every embrace of the clothes you left behind, your scent slowly is taken by time and replaced with the ocean from my eyes. So my arms are stretched wide, feeling hopeless inside, hoping God will provide patience in my pain. Because I can't wrap my brain around the fact that I will never hear you laugh. Where is this love supposed to go when the object of my love is no longer here to hold? I still think I'm going to walk into your home yelling Esmat and laughing at you saying, "Oh, keep it more dar bozorgish mige Esmat." And then making a pot of tea as we speak and eat, as I play with your ears, disappearing into your hug. God, I'm going to miss the feeling of your love. Who is going to save Taddy for me when I'm late? Who is going to make pheasant with the perfect taste? Who is going to feed me more than I can eat? What is aid going to be without you? Since you left, Ahjun's face is sad and blue. I'm sorry for the false promises I made, for the times I said I'd come over, but things got in the way. I'm sorry for those last days when I'd come late. I'm sorry. I wish I would have known you were gonna pass away. Maybe you were a caterpillar. Maybe this world was your cocoon. Maybe you had to die to who you were for God to make you something new. Maybe you never went away, but you were just given wings. Maybe through death, you just became a part of everything. I know in a few days, or weeks, or maybe in years, I will stand at your grave and realize you are not here. I will finally understand that an infinite love could never be contained in forms and shapes, that your love was the universe attempting to fit into a scythe 10 ways, that your life was much more than this vehicle of clay, that you are the sunshine on a rainy day. Making rainbows from beyond with the raindrops falling from my face. You are the first bud of spring. You are the warmth of light that brings life to everything. You are the shy stars, the watches from the sky. You are the purity in an infant's eyes. You are the compassion in my father's face. You are the blood in my veins. You are the joy in Ahjun's embrace. You are the heart in Vahid's chest. You are the sweet poetry in Nana's breath. You are the kind breeze in Sait's lungs. You are the faithful prayer on my mother's tongue. You are the sensitive touch in my brother's love. You are the strength in Kamran's hug. You are the depth in Kamran's face. You are the elegance in Aydin's speech. You are the face of Kusha's light. You are the mystery in Mateen's eyes. You are the beauty in Viona's smile. And your love is most purely seen in the divine love that Mila streams. When you died, you did not go away. You became a part of everything that we faced. Now that you have given back to the earth the dirt that it lends you, and you have fulfilled the purpose God sent you, know that me and Viona have your hands, so your love, we can carry it. Because a love like that, you can't bury it. Death cannot take what life never gave. Your spirit was created outside time and space. It can't be caged by this grave. You are a wave returning to the same divine sea. that once arose from in birth. Lay down this shirt of clay. Your spirit bird is finally free. No need for machines. You can finally breathe. No need for IVs or EMCs and emergency sirens. No need for 911 dial-ins. In heaven, it's peaceful. In heaven, it's silent. The Quran says, what is to come is better than what's gone by. So my angel, open your eyes. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Imams you prayed for have come to meet you. The God of the universe has come to greet you. Do not be sad for the tears you see us spill, for we are weeping for the space your presence once filled. The depth of our grief is a reflection of the depth of our love. This love that is too heavy to be carried on our breath. Where language fails to express, that is when we cry. Each tear and I love you, each weeping sound and I miss you. Listen to the words we speak without words, because the alphabet cannot contain our pain. But trust me, Esbat, when I say, the seasons will change and I will become stronger in your name. I will water the seeds of love you planted. I will be kinder than the kindness I was granted. I will reflect your grace upon the entire world like rain, like the sun. I will shine wherever there is darkness. I will not discriminate. Even though we can no longer touch, like the moon, I will reflect the sun of your love. And one day in the unknown future, we will meet again, me and you, eternal spirit friends. I would read you this poem and tell you how long I have been waiting to embrace your scent and soul. You will smile like you do and pull me close. You will pour me a cup of tea as I play with your ears, waiting for you to speak. And when you do, you will say, "Belachare arus shodi." Thank you. If you can do a salawat for her, please. Sometimes I feel like when we lose someone, we have all these regrets. And I've been talking about this over and over again because it's become so real for me. Regret for time lost. And often that regret leads to a despair, to a sadness, to self-blame. And when I was watching my grandmother being put back into the earth that she came from, I was reminded that letting my regret lead to despair and pain wouldn't change anything. That if you can take this as a lesson, that regret should lead us to reflect on our life, to live in a way where we prioritize those we love. I know Arjuna is out there. من نمیدونم چقدر سخته و من نمیتونم بدونم 59 ساله چجوری با یه نفر زندگی کنم. ولی من میدونم که ایسی چون خیلی شما رو دوست داشت و هر وقت من شما رو نگاه میکنم فکر ایشونم هستم و من میدونم مثل ایسی چون نیستیم ما ولی میدونم که من و مامانم و نونا شما رو خیلی دوست داریم. من فارسیم زیاد خوب نیست. خیلی چیز میخوام بهتون بگم. ایشالا بغلم یه چیزایی برسونه بهتون. ولی من میخوام شما بدونین که من خیلی خیلی شما رو دوست دارم. و من میام میبینم اتون. و میدونم خیلی شما میتونین به من یاد بدین. و من میخوام ازتون یاد بگیرم. And I usually don't do this, but I just feel like it was important to say thank you to my dad. I'm sure some of you know him, but he did so much for my grandma. And he would say she's not unlike his mother.
I just see from his example how to be a good human being. That the blood in your veins doesn't make you family, that the love in your heart does. And I just want to say thank you to him, because I know that he held all of our hearts. And I know he's going to get mad at me for doing this thing. And I also wanted to say thank you to Farida Khanum, wherever she is. She was not just, she not just helped my grandma, but she was her friend. And she listened to her and was there for her. And I just want to say thank you so much. That I know my grandma has passed, but I consider you like family. And I just want to end this with a Fatiha. Again, I've said this a couple times. I'm not very good in Arabic, but my grandmother really liked it when I said this. So I just want to say it for her. And I hope you guys can join me.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
أحسن عرض خانم در طی این سالها که در خدمت جامعه هستم و در این مرکز به خدمت گذاری مشغولم این همه جمعیت رو فقط در چند تا مجلس فاتحه دیدم و دوباره از طرف خانواده محترم میرفتی و یاسایی و خانواده های وابسته از یکایک که شما عزیزان تشکر میکنم برای تشریف آوردن و تسلای خاطر بازماندگان و شادی روح حاج خانم میرفتی. از اونجایی که همه متوجه شدین حاج آقا تشریف آوردن، حاج آقای میرفتی برای تسلای خاطر قلب ایشون یه صلوات بلند محبت بفرمایید. I would like to invite honorable Dr. Sayyid Mustafa Ghazni to the podium with the loud salawat.
السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لا يحمد على مكروه سواه. الحمد لله الذي توحد بالعز والبقاء وقهر عباده بالموت والفناء، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله الأوصياء. وبعد، فقد قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون، صدق الله العلي العظيم. I give condolences to all of you, to the entire family who have gathered here. We are one family, especially to our dearest uncle, Haji Aya Aya Said Ali Amir Rafati. It's really hard to give him condolences on the departure of his soulmate for 59 years. It's a long journey. I give condolences to Wahid, Sayyid Wahid, and Sayyid Saeed, and Sayyid Anaweed, and Sayyid Anaheed. I give condolences to her son. I don't call him son-in-law, her son, truly her son, Haj Ja'far Yasai. I give condolences to Arizu and Emir, Kamfer and Kamran. I give condolences to the wives of Saeed and Wahid, to their children too, to Aghaya Mizban, to Aghaya Mirafati, and to many others, to all of you, the close of friends, the loyal friends who stood with this family at this time of sorrow and grief. We are all touched and afflicted by this departure. And this is a testimony. This is a testimony of how much this honorable lady, Khanum Mirafati, was close to our hearts. She used to tell me, Sayyid, believe me, you are so close to my heart, you are like my son, you are like Saeed and Wahid to me. And I felt she's like a mother to me. در این مدت بیش از 20 سال که بنده افتخار آشنایی نزدیک با این خانم بزرگوار داشتم و ارادت دارم خدمتشون، بنده خدا را گواه میگیرم که من بجز محبت و دوستی و اخلاص و ادب بزرگ و اخلاق بزرگ از این خانم محترمه چیزی دیگری ندیدم. She was a symbol of mannerism, of adab. This is what we need today. The Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community, they not only need to pray and fast. People think that Islam is just in a praying and fasting and that's it. These are the facade. But what is real, the essence of Islam, is adab, mannerism, is a humility. Furutani, and she possessed all these qualities. She's always would sit in that corner. She would tell me, Sayyid, من انگلیزی بلد نیستم ولی دوست دارم سخنرانی شما را گوش بدم. She would give encouragement to people. She would not put people down. She would always lift them up. This is the true message of religion. This is what religion teaches us. We have to encourage. We have to be helpers. We have to hold each other's hands. This is the spirit of religion. A monk, she served her family very well with dedication. And they served her back, But two people, they stood unique in their dedication and their service to Haj Khanum Mirafati. Number one, Naheed, number two, Ja'far Yasai. They never left her. I know all the children were loyal to her, all of them. Saeed, Wahid, Naweed, Haj Ghai Mirafati. But Ja'far and Naheed are different. Ja'far and Naheed, their manners and their akhlaq are truly human, truly Islamic. And this is a privilege for them. This is an honor for them. I always told Naheed, when she's absent from the mosque and I realize she's spending time with her mother, ailing mother, taking her to the hospital back and forth. Not just now, 20 years ago. We went to Hajj in 1998, and Khanum Mirafati, she had a heart failure more than about 19 years ago. Naheed, she was with her in the emergency room. In the intensive care unit, she was always with her mother. She's lucky. She's smart. She knows how to build her future here and in the hereafter. I tell you a story by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day Islam was under attack. The army of the Romans were about to invade the Islamic society. So the Prophet declared jihad, self-defense. Every person who is able to carry weapon has to come with us to defend our territory, our integrity. So all people, old, young, middle-aged, sometimes women, they carried the weapon and they came to the Prophet. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we are ready under your command. Among them was a young man who carried the weapon and he came, he was ready, but he was sad. The Prophet looked at his face. He said, why are you sad? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have old parents and I am the only son. And I left them when they saw me carrying weapon and going to the battlefield, they were crying. Because I am the only son to them. I am the one who's helping them. They survive on my help. You know what the Prophet said to him? The Prophet said to him, listen, go back to your parents, stay with them. You are exempted. You should not come with us for jihad. Your jihad is by staying with your parents. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَأُنْسُهُمَا بِكَ يَوْمًا وَلَيْلَةً خَيْرٌ مِّنْ جِهَادِ سَنَةٍ كَامِلَةٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ I swear by God who controls my soul that if you spend one night with your parents, making them happy, helping them, comforting them, it's much more rewarding than spending 1 year, one full year in the battlefield defending Islam. My friends, most of you, you have parents. Many of you, your parents are still alive. Take the advantage of the few days left of their life. Don't leave them alone. If they are in the same town, spend time with them. If they are not, it's worth you to buy a ticket and travel back home to spend some time with them, to check on them, to help them, to kiss their hands and their feet, and to say thank you to them. Because they were the reason where you are today, your parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Lucky those who serve their parents. Very lucky. The second point, خانم مرفعتي, she suffered a lot. She had heart problem for 2-3 decades. But she was patient. She was very patient. She suffered a lot. She suffered immensely, especially during the last few days. It's hard when you can't breathe. This is the most difficult agony and suffering, when you can't breathe. It's very difficult. But now she's under the wing of her Lord. He's receiving her. Allah says in chapter 54, Surah Al-Qamar, the moon, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ They are in gardens with rivers. They are sitting with their Lord, comfortably with their Lord. They are happy now. There is no more suffering. Suffering is only in this life. It's only in this life. The more suffer in this life, the bigger reward you're going to get in the next one. This life is not meant to be free of suffering. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ You must suffer in this life. So if you suffer in this life, don't get frustrated. Don't get angry. Don't raise your voice and say, God, why do you do this to me? God is raising your level. God is testing you. God is preparing another life free of suffering. a life of happiness, life of stability there for you. The other point, my friends, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I have advice for you. Live among the people. خَالِطُ النَّاسَ مُخَالَطَةً خَالِطُ النَّاسَ مُخَالَطَةً إِن مِتُّم مَعَهَا بَكَوْ عَلَيْكُمْ وَإِن عِشْتُمْ حَنُّوا إِلَيْكُمْ. Live with the people in a way, in such a way, that if you are not there, not in the gathering, not in the mosque today, they ask about you. Immediately they ask about you. Why? Because they miss you. Because you are essential. Because your presence is full of blessings, full of love. Your presence in the community, in the family, in any gathering makes a big difference. This is what Imam Ali says. So people long for you. They miss you. They truly miss you. And if you die one day, bakaw alaykum, they will shed tears on you. And these tears are not crocodile tears, artificial tears. These tears are real. These tears are real. This is how we should live. So once we are gone, people say we miss that person. That person was important. We leave a huge vacuum. How do we live? Do we just give money to people? This is the way? Or invite them for dinner? No, this is not necessarily the way. Sometimes people do not need our money nor our food. They need our manners and our akhlaq. They need our smile. They need our advice sometimes. They need our good behavior with them. They need our humility. This is what they need. This is how we should live. And this is how this honorable lady lived. This is how she lived. Many people were crying. They were not relatives by blood. They were not. But they were related to her by soul, by heart. This is how we should live. We all will go one day, sooner or later. We will go one day. But we have to be prepared, my friends. Imam al-Hasan, we're going to commemorate his departure at the end of Safar. You know what he says? He says, "Ista'idda li safarik." Be prepared for your departure. وَحَصِّلْ زَادَكَ قَبْلَ حُلُولِ أَجَلِكَ. And try to obtain your provision, touche. Provision is touche. Because you need, when you travel, you have to carry your carry-on bag with you. No one travels without nothing. You need to have a carry-on, at least a carry-on. What is your carry-on? What do you put in it for the final departure? You put in it good deeds, good relationships, good reputation, good legacy. This is your tusha. This is your provision. وَحَصَّلْ زَادَكَ قَبْلَ حُلُولِ أَجَلِكَ. 30 years ago, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, 8 people gathered. They have just finished their high school. They graduated from their high school. They decided, when they graduated, they said 30 years from now, after our graduation, we have to have a reunion in New York City. They decided to have a reunion in New York City. This story is mentioned in today's New York Times. So they got together, 5 of them, not 8. And on Tuesday, while they were enjoying their time in New York City, a suicide bomber, a crazy person from Uzbekistan, someone who's misled by Daesh and ISIS, came and he ran over them. He killed 5 of them. Imagine, they decided to have a reunion to enjoy their time. They were, some of them, 47 years old, 48 years old, 5 of them. What does that tell you? First of all, we condemn this terrorist acts. This person does not represent Islam. This person is not the ambassador of Islam. This person who did this crime is the representative and the ambassador of Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia. He does not represent Islam. He does not represent God. Someone who's sick, who carries a twisted ideology, an ideology based on hate and bloodshed. Today they said he was planning for this murder for 1 year. This country hosted him in 2010 from his poor country in Uzbekistan. You know the dream of the youth in these countries, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and others, is to come to the United States. This is their dream, because the economy there is down. And now he wants the lottery and he comes to this country rather than learning good values, learning to love his neighbors, his friends, his co-workers, rather than paying back to the country that hosted him and saved him from poverty, rather than saying thank you to God first and to the new country. He rents a truck and he runs over many, many people, many innocent people, many innocent people. This is not Islam. This is the ideology of Abdul Wahhab, the leader of Wahhabism. The leader of Wahhabism. And the White House says the closest allies to us in the Middle East is Saudi Arabia. And today they banned the whole country, Uzbekistan, from entering America. But in 2001, 15 of the hijackers were Saudis, but they did not ban the Saudi Arabia. Instead, they had the best relationship with Saudi Arabia. They built the best relationship with Saudi Arabia. This is hypocrisy and double standard. We have to be prepared, my friends. Those people, the five people, they came here to enjoy their time. Never crossed their mind they're going to die in New York City. Never, ever. Never, ever. If someone would tell them that before they would came, they would never believe in him. They would tell him, go, you are crazy. But this is the reality. Death comes with no warning. No warning whatsoever. We have to be prepared. We don't know at what age we die. We don't know. We don't know. God says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. No soul would know what they are going to do tomorrow. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. No soul would know in what land, on what soil they're going to die. No, no soul knows. We have to be prepared. This is a lesson. We come here to the memorial service to do two things. Number one, to remember God. To get closer to God, to be serious about our life, to revisit our life. When we go to the cemetery and we see the coffin and we see the loved one going down, we should look at ourselves, go back home, reflect on your deeds, on your life, on your journey, on your destination, on what you are doing. Are you ready for this or not? These are lessons. We have to revisit and readdress our life. If death comes to me now, am I ready for it? Or I say to Israel, please give me one more week. He would not listen. The second is to remember the lady who passed away and to learn lessons from her too. She was so close to her husband, to her children. She did everything she could to help them and raise good family and good children and good grandchildren. May Allah bless her with His forgiveness, with His mercy, with His blessings, with His bounties. My friends, our family members, they would leave us. They arrive at the verge of the grave. The Prophet says three things. They come with you. They walk with your coffin. They walk in your procession, in your funeral. Three things. One, your family. Second, your wealth. Third, your amal, your deeds. When they arrive to the verge of the grave, two of them, they say bye to you. They say, sorry, we can't come more. It's over. It's over. You lived for 60 years, 70, 80, 90 years. It's over. They don't even allow you to go with your loved ones down. They don't. They don't. So two of them are going to make a U-turn. Your children and your wealth. One thing says, I will come with you down there. And that thing is your amal. So do you want your amal to be good or bad? It's up to us. We are not separated from our amal, our deeds. It's going to come with us. Let's revisit our life. The departure is waiting for us. We are on the waiting list. Believe me, trust me on this. We see this every single day. We are on the waiting list. Let's be prepared. Let's do good deeds. Let's remember God. If we have not remembered him in the past, if we don't pray, if we don't open this book in the past, let's do it now. This book will bring us closer to God. When they take us there, in the grave, nothing is going to help us. Nothing, except the good deeds. Except if they recite Fatiha, Quran, if they give charity, if they shelter an orphan, if they help a poor family. Of course, we will receive the reward. So let's think seriously of these moments. Thanks to all of you, my family, my friends, my sisters, my brothers. Thanks to Arezou for this beautiful and heartfelt poetry. Thanks to Hajawai Mirafati. خداوند به شما صبر بده حاج آقای میرفتی واقعا مصیبت بزرگی است But Allah gives patience inshallah I recited this ayah in the beginning وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ Give glad tidings to those who are patient When God tests you with this tragedy definitely he is going to reward you Definitely there is a reward و همچنین تسلیت داریم خدمت دختران عزیز ایشون نوید خانم، سید نوید به سید ناهید همه دوستتون دارن واقعا مادرتون زحمت کشیدن خیلی زحمت کشیدن شما را به اینجا رسوندن وحید جون، شما، سعید، سعید نه فقط شما، نوه هاتون and حج جعفر آقا who stood with her day in, day out always with her always whenever they take her to the hospital he's there Once she told me about Hajj Ja'far, she said, Wallah, Sayyid, Hajj Ja'far is my true son. I feel he is my son. No barriers. Good for you, Hajj Ja'far. Good for you. We are proud of you. We are proud of your good deeds. We are proud of your compassionate heart. You are compassionate about people. About serving them, about protecting them. Sometimes there is a janazah somewhere in LA. The family abandoned this janazah. Nobody is paying for the burial. Sometimes they want to cremate this janazah. This man goes to save this janazah from burning, from a cremation. It takes a lot of faith, my friends. Wallahi, let's learn these things. Let's work 50% for us, 50% for others. 50%, no more. 40%, 30% for others. 70% for us, just 30% for others. Because this is what is going to remain for you. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ means good deeds, honorable deeds, human deeds, compassionate deeds. These are investments. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات I know many people came from long distances, from other cities. I'd like on behalf of the family, به نیابت از حاجه های میرفعتی از همه شما دوستان، عزیزان، برادران، خواهران تشکر داریم. You came from long distances. I know Dr. Jafar, he came from Hemet, an hour and a half a drive. Some people told me 2 hours a drive today in the traffic. This is a testimony to our togetherness and our harmony and our brotherhood and our sisterhood. And I ask Allah not to take this harmony from us, to increase us in love and respect and help for one another. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at wa ja'ilaha hasanat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. برنامه 40 ان شاء الله روز پنجشنبه شروع خواهد شد. پنجشنبه جمعه. Next Thursday and Friday is going, we're going to commemorate the 40th of Imam Hussein, the 40th of the departure and martyrdom of Imam Hussein عليه السلام in this place. برای شادی روح مرحومه مکرمه خانم اسمت ضیافت میرفعتی، الفاتحه مع الصلاة على محمد و آل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
دوستان و سروران گرام، از طرف شما عزیزان که به این مجلس تشریف آوردید، در گذشته حاجی خانم اسمت ضیافت میرفتی را به خانواده های محترم میرفتی، یاسایی و فرزندان عزیزشان آقا وحید، نوید خانم، ناهید خانم و آقا سعید و دامادشان آقای میزبان جناب آقای یاسایی، خانواده های یزدان منش، خانواده حسینی تسلیت عرض میکنم و متقابلا از طرف شما عزیزان به این خانواده ها تسلیت عرض کرده و بقای عمر همشون رو از خداوند بزرگ طلب میکنیم. وقت ما یه مقدار کمه، عرض حضور شما که و شام حاضر. قبل از اینکه سرد بشه من از دوستان آقایون استدعا میکنم تشریف داشته باشین. اول خانم ها رو سرو میکنن، بعد بله آها در at the same time اوکی دو قسمت تقسیم کردن. طرف دست راست ظاهرا آقایون رو سرو خواهند کرد، طرف دست راست هم حاج خانم